Okay, good evening, everyone. Continue our Halacha Gems learning. Tefillah Kilchosa. Learn Hilchas Chanukah. Tonight's learning should be a merit, a zechus, for the refuah shleim of Sar Rivka Bas Chaya, speed of recovery in the merit of learning Torah Barabbin. So we mentioned briefly just the notion, the idea of Sudas Mitzvah. And even though on Chanukah there is no chova, there is no obligation that's mandatory, it's what we call a Sudas HaRishus. It's an optional suda, and Hakol Hamarba Reza Meshubach, it seems, from the writings of the Ramah, Rabbi Moshe Isserles, that one who engages and does and embellishes Shiwas V'Sishpachos, so that's called a Sudas Mitzvah, and this is something that's praiseworthy to do on each of the nights of Chanukah. Now this statement of the Ramah that we learned last night, V'Nehogin Laimar Zmiros V'Sishpachos B'Suda, that it is appropriate for one to sing words and songs and praise of Shiras V'Sishpachos, that's a Suda. That's a Suda, Shemarbim Bohem, to increase this and to have this each night. V'oz, and this is called Harei Sudas Mitzvah. Now sometimes we use these words loosely. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. We're going to invite you to such a Sudas Mitzvah. What is a Sudas Mitzvah? What constitutes a Sudas Mitzvah? And of course, noting that it's Shiras V'Sishpachos that the Ramah mentions, it's of course in addition to the Sudas Mitzvah, is it that a Shabbos meal is a Sudas Mitzvah, Yantif meal is a Sudas Mitzvah, Siyam Masecht is a Sudas Mitzvah, all of the above, but what are the primary criteria? So the Mishnah Berurah in his commentary explains, what's a lemmer you should know, because of a Rashal, quotes the Rashal and says, Shekol she'oise k'dei litein shevach l'makim. There's a few different criteria. The first is anybody who makes a Suda, it's not just your gathering, inviting friends and family to have, you know, a big barbecue and a big meal, a big gathering, stam. No, says the Mishnah Berurah, she'oise k'dei litein shevach l'makim. Person is going to give praise and thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam, or the Farsim Hanes Ayamitzvah, or to publicize some miracle that took place, specifically Chanukah, of course, that's why he brings it here, or a mitzvah, meaning if you're going to publicize a mitzvah, so that could constitute a Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah means you can attach a meal to this because you're publicizing a mitzvah, or you're publicizing a miracle. And of course, the miracle of Chanukah, that's obvious, so that's a Sudas Mitzvah, it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. It's not just a Chanukah party where you invite your relatives to come to, that's by definition a Sudas Mitzvah, not necessarily, could be dinner. But if you turn your dinner into a gathering, k'dei litein shevach l'makom, l'farsim anes, or l'farsim ha-mitzvah, adaraba, sheba adaraba, that's called, hakol, all of these things, it's called Sudas Mitzvah. That is called a meal of a mitzvah. And in the commentary, the Dirshu Mishnah Brewery comments that actually this can be, by extension, not just something that Klal Yisrael experiences or Klal Yisrael observes, but this is also something the Yechidim can observe. A, in the circumstance of, for example, Siyam Masechta, you make a Siyam, you complete a tractate, then you invite those friends and family to your Sudas Mitzvah as you celebrate the Siyam Masechta. Or there could be another situation, and this is the following, V'chein, let's say a person experiences some miracle of some sort on one particular day, on one particular occasion, and a person to commemorate, to remember, to be thankful. So what they do is they establish a particular day, and that day is going to be an annual gathering with friends and family. It's going to be mishta and simcha. It's going to be celebrating, giving shevach to the Ribono Shel Olam. So Kosav, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you make a meal that commemorates or celebrates a neis, a miracle, that's called a Sudas Mitzvah. Why? Mishum shekol suda she'oisim l'zeicha niflois Hashem. Any meal, be'etzen, fundamentally, what you, a person recalls is zeicha niflois Hashem, the greatness, the glory, the grandeur, the miraculous ways of the Ribono Shel Olam, harei ze Sudas Mitzvah. That's called the Sudas Mitzvah. So it's not just simply bringing people together or having a certain favorite type of flanken or beef or barbecue or sauce or coleslaw or what have you, but rather it's to Niflois HaBorei, Niflois Hashem, when a person extols, expresses, gives thanks. And in so doing, that is considered a Sudas Mitzvah. We should all be zecha to do that over Chanukah and Emirat Hashem, Siyam Masechta, and various other circumstances.